Sunday night, end of the day of the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Spiritual level, the neshama can get cold, and we need the Torah to make it warm. Torah is nimshal ala eish, it's his parasha, and that's why Hasol Cholim Eitzel Tzina. Now, just like in the Gashmis they go open, then a person is considered a chola if he's cold. So, if you're on the Ruchnis they go open, if a person's cold and he hasn't got the Torah, he's called a chola. Hasol Cholim Eitzel Tzina. Okay, right. Ma'isa Shahaya, I need a bit of a hand on this one. Ma'isa Shahaya, just before Shabbos, there was a lady baking challahs, doing what's the right thing. They cover Shabbos. And you know how they make challahs? You have like a big bowl and it's got dough. You know what dough is? I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the dough, the real dough. Well, not the real dough. But the dough that you eat, the real dough is money. Okay, so you've got a dough and she is about to, she takes challah and she makes the bracha. She makes a bracha with a kavona, she davens before, she davens all the amazing things that come with challah. At the moment of forgetfulness, as soon as she finishes and she makes a bracha and she says harizu challah, she puts it back into the dough. By mistake, she puts it back into the dough. And she carries on kneading the dough, makes the challahs, plats the challahs, puts it in the oven, geshmak challahs for Shabbos Kodesh. She forgot to take the piece of dough that she took for challah, to put it in a bag, and then dispose of it, usually knot it and put it in the bin. Instead, she put it straight back into the dough. Before she knew it, half an hour later, she had geshmak challahs, a nice smell, a nice geshmak, a fresh smell. What would you say should be done in such a case? She's got over here, took challah, put it back inside. The whole thing's a mess. Everything's got a chiluk of challah. What are you going to do? Okay, so let's try and keep the rabbanon. Well, not only we try to keep the rice, we also try to keep the rabbanon. What would you say to such a guy?
Take a piece off.
Take a piece off. Let's hear another option. Oh, okay.
She's
on the rocha. Okay, my question is, is it going to say possible shishim? It was more, it was less shishim. It's more than that. That's right, because by issa, by bikurim and challah, all those things have to be by elef, has to be by yamun. When it comes to possible challah, all those things you need to do shishim. Okay, so what do you do? This is Ma'isa Shoya, how many days ago? 2 days ago, Friday morning, this is Ma'isa Shoya Kachoya. What would you say? What would you say that shayla? What would you say that lochis? What would you do? You got, I think she made about 6 challahs. And what do? Do you put it all in the bin? What's the answer?
Can you take it again now?
Oh, so let's have a look. So Reb Chaim mentioned very correctly an akuda called she'ela. We know she'ela regarding a person makes a neder. Let's say you make a neder, I'm going to be up on time for 7 o'clock shacharis every morning. Okay, so if a person the day later he realizes, okay, you know, it's like slichas, like earlier than slichas. So he realizes that he needs to do a she'ela. So you can go and be matter neder. That's what we all know of, that concept of be matter neder. But what we don't know so often is that when it comes to challah, you can do exactly the same thing. You could be shoyel on the challah. Yes, the challah was chal, and the challah was chal on that piece that you took challah and then was put back. But now, by doing she'ela, going to 3 men, which are over bar mitzvah, and say to them that I took challah, had I known this was going to happen, I would never have done so. And they all say together, mutalach, 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 that would be the way forward. That she'ela works, there's no shayla about that. That she'ela works 100%. Okay, so that would be a way forward. After doing this procedure, then it's ki'ilu, no challah was taken. If no challah was taken, you're back to the regular halacha, that if a lady forgets to take challah at the time when it's a dough, and she bakes it, and after she bakes it, she got fresh challahs, she can, halacha is, what's the halacha? She can take, even while it's done, even while it's freshly baked. Obviously, don't say mino isa. Some people have a minute to say the noshna brocha. Asheik, the shaman, the mesesa, isvanu, the hafrish challah. Some add mino isa. Okay, so the oilam are not so happy about it, or chashuchon, kapacham is not happy about it. Okay, there's minhagim. Oh, but at least if you have the minhag to say minhaisa, if a person ended up forgetting and only taking while there's a challah, then obviously don't say minhaisa, because it's not an isa now. So that's what the person can say, that even if you are knowing minhaisa, but don't say afterwards. So this is a very poshla itza, and it shouldn't involve any problems. But just to clarify a couple of points, because it was negated maisa, just to verify a couple of points. Number one is.
Who has to be shown me? That's the question.
Sorry?
Who is the person that has to be shown me? Something
oh, that's very. Yeah? That's a very. Okay, but she was the one that said Arizu Chana. If she was the one that said Arizu Chana, then the Sorki Tzoyda would have said that she's the one that needs to deal with it. Ah, got the feeling. Okay, Shulchan Aruch state the Maisa. Shulchan Aruch the Maisa says that a person who made the nether himself, he's the one that has to be go to three people to be shown nether. So if she was the one that said Arizu Chana, which we're going to assume that she's the one that has to deal with it. So then she would be the one to have to go to three men, which wasn't appropriate, wasn't the right timing, wasn't the right thing to start gathering three people. So the question was, can she send her husband to go to three of his friends and say to them that nusach that my wife took challah and she, had she known this would have happened, she would have done so, and can they do that? Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Machluk is Rambam and Rosh, can I send you to go to three people to be shown neder. Stammer machlok is shown. I ain't got a second. That's the machlok is Rambam and Rashi on the ball. Okay, so now says Rikivega is on the time, so see similar on. I haven't got the right chilek. It's not the time now. Reish Lamadalas in Shochanor state before us that when it comes to a husband and wife, you can send your wife to be the shliach based on the concept of Ishtek Gufay. We say that you can be sent him to be shown neder. That's not a problem over here. If she would send her husband to go to three people and to be shown neder, that would be okay. Interesting, Shulchan Aruch adds that the husband is not allowed to gather three people. Oh, are you available just for a minute? He can't gather three people because that's making like a person, the person comes, she's making a commotion, and maybe she'll be embarrassed of that, and maybe she didn't intend to send them to make him a shliach, b'chi ha-gabna, where it's a bit of a sticky, people know about it. Maybe she only sent him to be a shliach where there's three people already there. So Chanoch says, v'lvad, that he doesn't gather three people. The shach already says that. If let's say, she gave him permission for that, so okay. The maisa is, it's fine if she goes ahead and tells her husband, please go to three people that you know, or you gather them. If she gives him a furish das, that's fine. And then it can be shown on the neder. What the three people do is say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The challah that's mixed in together with all the challahs is now lost its shame challah. Just agav, what happened with the bracha? Don't forget, when she was Friday morning, she took the challah and she said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and she made a bracha, and then she put it back into the dough. And then it was shown on the neder. Oh, the ritzvah, shkoyach, really. Yeah, you got the ritzvah in Chulin, which is brought in Shai Tshuva, in some kufn and vav. He says in the Kuf Moches, he brings over there that says that since the challah, awesome, the bracha is chal on the challah at the time that the challah was taken. So that's enough. And that's enough. If later the she'ela, you did she'ela, that she'ela takes it away from now. But at least the bracha was chal at the time that you took challah, then the bracha works on the time that you took challah, that's not going to be a bracha of atala. Eretz Yisrael creates a bit more problematic, not in this specific case, it can cause a problem. You should know that Eretz Yisrael, there's big problems because of the oven can become treif. Think about it. If she takes a little bit of challah that she took, and she by mistake puts it back into the dough, and then she puts it in the oven, don't forget the whole dough is treif. What do I mean by treif? It's tevel. The whole thing is not, you can't eat it. Because this challah, she took challah, right? It's in Eretz Yisrael, it's a shtaka derabonon. In which case, it's really awesome to eat. The whole thing is really tevel. So now, not only have you got a shadow with the challahs, you've got a problem with the oven. And Meister Shahoya, that's after making challahs, someone may put the chicken inside the oven after making challahs, put the chicken in. And now you've got even a shadow on the chicken. Because the chicken has got blias, can get the blias of the oven, which the oven has already absorbed blias of treif, call it tevel, in which case it can affect the chicken. Okay, this can get very messy. I just wanted to say that the ikar halacha wasn't again that part. What was again, the maisa was of a lady that she, after taking challah, instead of putting it in a bag and putting it in a bin, she by mistake put it back into the challah, and we said that the way forward is to afterwards, she can take challah, afterwards there's no problem. She first shail on the neder, she goes to three people, three men, and she says, I would never have done so had I known this would happen. And they say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. That's a normal procedure without any problem, bichlal. And then she goes ahead and takes another lot of challah, she cuts a little piece of challah from the baked challah, and she says, harizu challah. She makes a bracha on that as well, no problem with that.
So
Sure, make a bracha again. After she'ela, there's no monkey business, it's all finished. It's no challah. Challah wasn't chal. So then you need to go ahead and just agav, why is it called challah? It's interesting. Why? What's we call it challah. If anything, what should be called challah is the piece that you throw away. Yeah, but not the challahs that we eat. You can't eat challah. You're not allowed to eat challah. You can't eat challah. What's that? So have you got challahs? Do you buy challahs? Do you bake the challahs? What's that challahs? I want to say that it's a reminder. We call it challahs to remind ourselves that you've got to take challah. Because sometimes you can forget. Challah, that's the challah. Forget challah. That's why we call the challahs for Shabbos challahs. Okay. Yeah, there's a few different shots and affirmations against that. Okay, we're going to move on to a geshmaka noisa. I want to ask you another shayla. Just very quickly, because Mishnichas Adar, when Adar comes, Marabim Mesimcha, when is Adar? When was Rosh Chodesh Adar this time? Rosh Chodesh Adar is Friday Shabbos. So Mishnichas Adar, Marabim Mesimcha, so you thought we've got a bit of time. I saw in the Sefer, Yerushalayim B'Moyadeha, he wants to tie now. What's Pshat? Misha Nichnas Adar, from when you start entering Adar. Interesting lashon. So he wants to say Misha Nichnas Adar already starts from a bit before, leading into Adar, which is already from Shabbos Mevorachim. That's when a person has to start being Mesimcha. If a person wants to be Mekel, it's a bit difficult for birth. Don't forget, being Mesimcha is very, very difficult. When I was by Rav Moshe Westheim on Purim, just this past Purim, I had the zechus to be by him for half an hour there, and someone came in, a friend of mine came in, and he gave a bracha, he should be besimcha. And I said, oh, that's a big bracha, and then he rambled on what a big bracha is to be besimcha. I think anyone who knew Rav Moshe would be able to testify on Rav Moshe that he had that thing. So when it comes to simcha, someone wants to be mekel and only he wants to keep on only being besimcha. When it comes to Shabbos, I'm mekel yeshav milismoich because the pashas marvim besimcha means on Shabbos. So let's say Rav Chaim Kineski had a dion about it. They asked Rav Chaim, "Mishnichas Adar, is it the first day of Shchedesh or the second day of Shchedesh?" Rav Chaim was mekel to say it's from the second day, but at the moment it's a madriga. To be besimcha is madriga. But the evidence could be makel to start being besimcha the second day of Shchedesh. Next point is I want to ask you that shayla. It comes to we're going to go straight into the shayla about a person is in the hospital, let's say visiting someone, and we said that the toilets, when they got the sensors, when you open the door, the sensor, the light goes on. We said that there's a bit of an issue there. There's a bit of a problem. We said that if there's light coming in from somewhere else, it's a bit better because it's lo ichbasli, it doesn't really care about the light that he's turning on. We mentioned all these svaras. And therefore, that has to be avoided. Either ask a goy, please can you open the door? Or you can wait for someone else to go and then take in their place that before the door shuts. Chaparan, and then you've kept the door open with the light stays on because of the sensor, that would be the way forward. Okay, that's all regarding where the light comes on, that you want the light. Let me ask you such a shayla. Let's say a person is in a hospital and he opens the door and he didn't realize that the sensor's chapped him, the light's gone on already. Okay, so he chaps around and he goes to be excused because why not? The light's on already. But he jolly well knows that if he leaves the Beit HaKisei, if he leaves the toilet now, obviously the light's going to go off. Does he have to stay in the toilet the whole Shabbos?
No.
Let's say this quarter an hour left.
Straight away.
When he stays, it chaps the sensor, come out straight away. What would he say?
It's the same as the alarm
bell.
Okay, so you have to understand, this shayla is a completely different shayla to going into the toilet. When a person goes into the Beit HaKisei, you want the light. It's going to be dark otherwise. Usually there's no other window. It's going to be dark. If it's going to be dark, you want the light. It's nichele. So that is a very serious shayla. That's where you have to get going or try and take over someone else. That's a much more of a serious shayla. When you're leaving the Beit HaKisei, you couldn't care less about the toilet light. If all you were okay, you were happy that it stayed on. You're not interested in these problems, right? If that's the case, lo ichbasli, you don't care if the light stays on or not. That's already a different madriga. Now you've already got the old formula, that psikresha, to lo ichbasli, meaning you're doing something else, you're going out the room, and something else happens, the light goes off, to lo ichbasli, which you're not bothered. And it's a drabonon because it's an LED light. And it's Mokum Tzerech Gadol, because over here you can't stay in the toilet all day. So then that's posha, that's not a problem. A person can leave the toilet without any issue. It's funny. Shabbos Kodesh, you've got the light. Yeah, it feels funny. Yeah, you're going, you can go outside, no problem. Although the light's going to go off, that's going to be okay.
Also, automatic flushing toilet when you get away from, when you get up from the toilet, it automatically flushes itself.
So now, very interesting. Rav David, listen to this. Le'inyan beisa kisei hamuskun, which has got fitted inside, installed, ba'ifen, shekashe ha'odom oizev samokim, when you leave the place, niskar magal chashmali, something happens, ha'pisech, smarecha shtifas ha'mayim, that starts rinsing everything out. Again, even Rav Eliyashiv was making on this point, because you yourself don't care. You don't care about this, how things work, and you don't have to be choshesh for these sorts of malachas if you're not bothered about. Yeah, okay, it's very easy to say, avoid anything. But the ma'is me'ikadin, it seems to be okay. I mean, a mashal, you know, I said they discussed this shayla. This is a very big shayla. You know, this is extremely nageya. Not to too many people, but the people who have it have serious issues. A friend of mine, talking about 4 years ago, he was living in a flat. I think he bought the flat. He bought a flat somewhere, and he didn't realize his problems. Interesting. And he was left with a situation. He only had the first Shabbos that he was there. That, hang on a second, he's going to come in the building, and the lights have sensors, and they go on while he comes in. And he says it's ridiculous. It's going to happen every single week. Yeah, he's coming in, and every time he comes into his flat, the lights are going to go on, right? And you know what it's like trying to get all the leaseholders to agree on something. It's emails backwards and forwards. It takes about a year till anything till they can agree on something. So it's not going to happen in a hurry. The question is...
If you plug in a small light...
Oh, very good, Shmakeita. The question is, what's the way forward for such a person? I think he was on the second floor, and he goes up. Every few stairs he goes up, there's another light coming from somewhere else. I think he told me there's about 5-6 lights that go on till he gets to his flat. Right, so every time he goes in another flat, he's turning on five lights. He goes out, another 5 lights. And if you've got the key downstairs, another 5. Well, what's the way forward on Shabbos? Lamaisa is, because of this inyan, that he's not bothered about it, e.g., let's say it's by day, and he doesn't care about the small lights. I don't know if the sensors will go on altogether, but let's say it turns on in the day. Or it's by night, and there are other lights there, adequate lights, which enables him to go up and down, that would be okay. Or if let's say there are no lights there, which I think was the case with him, one of the floors, he quietly and secretly arranged for there to be lights along the way to his dira, to his flat, so that he can claim it's lo ichpasle. Now, it clashes with the feeling, don't get me wrong. When it comes to Shabbos and you know he's switching on lights left, right and center, it's not a good feeling. But the strict halacha is that because it's lo ichpasle, you don't care about what's happening, it's takamuta. It's very interesting that, or they all end up saying, now, where it's pitch black, and it's nigale, these are big problems. Actually, I was by a shiv, by Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the chief, the chief rabbi, and someone asked this in the middle of the shiv, and he said he lives on the koma, the top floor in one of the flats, and no one in his building is Shomer Shabbos. No one. And they don't want to have anyone, usually in a building of Shomer Shabbos, they have a special mitkan for Shabbos, they switch on the keeper on the whole Shabbos, and Shalom Aleichem. But by the non-frumas, then their building lights just carry on like normal. When you come into the buildings during the week, what happens? Then the sensor goes on when you come close, so they leave it on. So he said he can't win them. And so, again, if there's no Eitzah, then you can really close your eyes. It's not much of an Eitzah, it's a bit difficult. Close your eyes and not have benefit from the light that you turned on. It's very stiffy. It clashes. It's very difficult. The Emma says that's how it ends up being difficult. I mean, at the end of the day, you're switching on the light. There's no two ways about it. You switch on the light and it's nichelecha. You want it. The whole problem is when you want something that you switched on, that seems to be the issue. Therefore, in most cases, you don't want it because you've got adequate light. If you even this person who needs to go into the building and he needs to turn on 5 lights to go into his dira, make it in his mutter because he's got adequate light from outside. Obviously, if it's possible to avoid, obviously avoid it. It's very easy to say that. Ah, very good schmatz. Remember, the Rebbe's got a creative mind. You've got a creative mind. He's saying, Poshta Eitzah, that's a Poshta Schmacka Eitzah. Because Rebbe is mentioning arranging fitted in the building. That can clash with the leaseholders. But you've got a good Eitzah here. To have a torch ready downstairs will have to last the whole Shabbos. Okay, so you have enough battery. Battery, Friday night. Very geschmack, Eitzah. Very geschmack. Achreel be very geschmack. On the entrance of his building, where by your post, yeah, you keep there a torch right? An LED torch, which the LED torch, that was our discussion with Dan Heimlich about that, right? We discussed the LED torch if it's Mugsa. Okay, I wish the time cuts out, we'll have to be rushed with one.
Totally.